Blog Talk Radio.
It's different, the way we move. You know, it's so smooth, it's sort of like blue suede. Feel me? Blue suede, yeah, I'm that smooth. When I take your queen, homie, that's a chess move. Checkmate, cause you ain't treat her right. I gave her that ump, put her on to the key of life. She dig a brother style cause I'm so fly. Wallabies with the army green bow tie. She met me, now she don't even wanna deal with you. Cause I'm a king and you was just another real nigga. Cause you be acting like a dog who ain't got a bone. You be calling, she be acting like she not at home. She smell like frankincense dripping off my collarbone. Then I be all up in a box like styrofoam. You taught her how to cook a rock and make a fiend dance. I told her wisdom, put her on to supreme mass. Bubble baths, they patchouli for the back rub. I took a queen, told her all about black law.
Girl, when you're riding with me, I'll treat you like a queen, girl, cause that's how it's supposed to be. Your last memory lame, and that's a straight back, so come and give this love, I'll give you all of that. Come and fly with me on this love plane. The voice is smooth like blue suede, blue suede.
Blue suede, yeah, I'm that fly. Let her know I'm way more than that rap guy. Legit paper, I take her up out that trap life. Dip her in the jacuzzi, she feeling baptized. You be out there on the block on them pills, homie. Playing Madden while she scrambling for bill money. I got your queen looking at me like a godsend. Cause I flew down and scooped her up like Clark Kent. You had her in the trap house smelling like crack smoke. I got her off the perm, got her off the lactose. We at the movies, you be lonely in the back row. She walking past you like a nigga she does not know. Sorry, bro, that's how it gotta go. Cause you would take a fall and knock her down like dominoes. She got potential, I just can't let you do that. I even take cougars and prove them, give them they move back.
Rolling with a king, girl, when you're riding with me. Oh, I'll treat you like a queen, girl, cause that's how it's supposed to be.
dance with the nappy root. Look how she transformed. From a caterpillar to a butterfly, you can see her wingspan long. She a fly girl, but you lost her now. When she forgot you, I just put you in the lost and found. You were slacking on the job, trying to horse around. Playing with her heart, mentally you coughing bound. But workers always tighten up when the boss is round. Blue suede, I'm so smooth with it. I invade your territory like a Jew with it. Open her mind, drop a few rare jewels in it. I finish the job like a brother boy, tools with him. Belt master shoes, shoes master dashiki. I slid the amethyst ring on her pinky. She forever mine. I'm a present in the future, you are never mine. Nigga, blue suede.
Rolling with a king, girl, when you're riding with me.
Malik Ra,
all evil.
Sun King.
I want you to go get a dollar bill.
Resurrected.
Flip it over while you listen to this
yeah.
song.
They told you money was the root to all evil. The same ones turned the phoenix to the bald eagle. When planes come, they gon' blame it on the wrong people. But got the towers falling, plain sight, so see-through. Open up your eye, elevate above the people. They got you saying in God we trust, but they need you. 13 arrows to the heart, so lethal. Got you seeing stars and stripes when they defeat you. The wise old owl overlooking all the sheeple. You just collateral, the elite will delete you. Go against the grain, feel the pain like a needle. From Woodrow to Franklin, they painted on the easel. You just the battery for the matrix to reach you. Meanwhile, I'm battling the ages just to reach you. Open up your ear, never fear what they feed you. Everything ain't what it appears, they so deceitful. I got that novus for those of chloral touch. I need that e-plural, unum and God we trust. I want that, a new ecotist. I feel the rush flowing all through my veins with that ancient blood. I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich. Man, some moves on my troops to thug for me, I'm rich. Blood money, I'm rich, blood money. You can take it from the land, but you can never take it from me. Descending from royal blood, we giving them a trial. Now they running out of time, trying to finish up the mile. This is a marathon, we've been running for a while. About to hit the finish line, make them wonder how we smile. Hunters on the prowl, but ain't no need for praying. If you really put your trust in God, look what you're saying. They've been telling lies to us since the first trade. We was hella fly with the bird face. Now they televised to us in the worst ways. Got us mesmerized with the wordplay. Speaking Latin, just imagine when the curse breaks. How many people taking action for the worst case scenario? The current system is crashing. No matter where we go, it's time to cash in. It's scripted in stone and emerald tablets. Ancient wisdom on the throne to the mat. I got that novus for those of chloral touch. I need that e-plural, unum and God we trust. I want that, a new ecotist. I feel the rush flowing all through my veins with that ancient blood. I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich. Man, some moves on my troops to thug for me. I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich, blood money. You can take me from the land, but you can never take it from me.
Welcome to the new world order. Run from me. Cross the borders, universal faith before the faithful servants, great explorers. Welcome to the new world order. Watch on me. Cross the borders, universal faith before the faithful servants, great explorers.
I got that novus or dose of chlorum touch. I need that e-plural, unum and God we trust. I want that, a new ecotist. I feel the rush flowing all through my veins with that ancient blood. I'm rich, blood money, I'm rich. Blood money, I'm rich. Man, some moves on my troops to thug for me. I'm rich. Blood money, I'm rich. Blood money, you can take me from the land, but you can never take it from me. Yeah, whether you like it or not, a new world order is already among us. It's up to you to decide what side you're going to be on. Are you going to give up your God-given rights, or you going to open up your all-seeing eye to the light?
About this one, miseducation. America has a rite of passage for black boys. We miseducate from pre-K to third. We special educate from third to sixth. We psychiatrically medicate from sixth to ninth. We juvenile incarcerate from ninth to tenth. We psychologically frustrate in high school, and then we prematurely exterminate them. One out of every four black males murdered by their 35th birthday. And I only got $250,000 for a school. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was to convince black folk that white supremacy no longer exists. We don't understand white supremacy, and we the greatest victims of it. How you been under the white man for 500 years and you still don't understand white supremacy? Some of y'all think white supremacy means white people got to hate you. Some of y'all think white supremacy means that white folks are ignorant of how great we were back in Egypt. Some of y'all think white supremacy means that the white man didn't accept Jesus or Muhammad yet. White supremacy ain't got nothing to do with emotions. The best white supremacists love being around black folks. They come to your meetings, live in your neighborhood, smile in your face. Because white supremacy ain't got nothing to do with emotion. White supremacy only got to deal with one thing: power. Do we control the resources of Reno? They could like you personally. Your white girlfriend at work, she likes you. But guess what? Her sister needs a job. And it just so happens her sister do what you do. She's going to set your ass up to get written up and fired to give her sister the job. It wasn't personal, baby. It was business. You better stop thinking every white man that frowns is an enemy and everyone that smiles is a friend. As far as I'm concerned, the one who tells you that he don't like you is a friend because he let you know what he about. I'm working on a book right now, Introduction to White Supremacy for Black Children. Because y'all not teaching our kids about racism. Black boys are learning about racism on their own by the way they're being treated because the mommy and dad, oh, I don't want to teach him about that because he might hate white folks. But it's okay for white folks to hate him, though. You ain't got to teach your son to hate. I'm not going to teach him to hate. That's an emotion. We ain't got time for emotions. I want our kids to deal with white folks the way they deal with us. It's just business. Well, you gave a black man a job before you gave me a job. I know. You okay with me, white boy? But he belongs to my race. He come first. It ain't personal. We can still listen to Eminem. It's just business. See, I got to mature your political understanding. That's why y'all be, well, that white person was so nice to me. It wasn't about that. Black man, she might sleep with you every night. But guess what? Her daddy don't want to see you around. It ain't personal. It's just business. I got to understand white supremacy is just business. Y'all keep getting it all twisted. Well, they really like me. Listen, if I sell sneakers and he sells sneakers, I might like him as a person. But I'm not going to tell him my strategy. I'm not going to tell him where I get my sneaks from. I'm not going to tell him when I put my sneaks on sale. He cool. I like him as a person. But this is business. Stop making white racism emotional. Old white men chewing that tobacco, spitting out the car, nigga at you. That ain't racism no more. That's emotional. That ain't nothing. They the dumb white folk. Smart white folk don't never let black folks know they don't like them. So I'm going to teach our kids about white supremacy to understand that. White people in control. That's all they want. You talking about something? Well, if we teach them how great we was in Africa, they will like us. Do you realize? Listen. Thank you. Thank you, Baba. To the extent they know who you are, the more racist they become. Because in studying you, they see your potential. You want to teach them you built the pyramids? They're going to be more racist. You're going to teach them you gave to the world 85% of the inventions that white folks use? More racist. You mean to tell me you invented the gas mask before I let you go to school with my kids? You was performing successful open heart surgery before we integrated the schools? You invented the cotton gin while you were still on the damn plantation with no schooling and you invented the damn cotton gin? Huh? Potential. They scared of black potential. That's why they keep on kicking us when we down. Black business, why they keep picking with us, man? They've been on us for 400 years. Why don't they leave us alone? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. If you play sports and you playing the national champions and you beating the national champions by 50 points and there's only 5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter of the basketball game, do you let up?
No.
Hell no. And why don't you let up even though you are 50? Because you know they potential. Couple three-pointers to turn this whole shit around. We got to take them to the whistle blow. And that's white folks with black folks. They know your potential. If you give these black people an inch, if you give them room to breathe, even though we've been on them for 400 years, I'm telling you, these people invented the cell phone, they invented the internet, they invented the helicopter, they invented the self-lubricating engine, they invented the refrigerated truck, they invented most of the medicines that keep people from going blind, they gave us the first successful open-heart surgery. You don't let them up. You beat them until they're gone. Otherwise, they will take this planet back. That's why racism is so aggressive, because they know if they give you an ounce of breathing room, you'll snatch it back, because you're supposed to be in control anyway. In conclusion, brothers and
the minister society had never been the boys in the hood, but it's the foods in the hood, what we digest, what we drink, including drugs. How can a 9-year-old child find a Harrod man, but the FBI can't find him? Something's wrong with that.
Absolutely. Well, Brother Gregory, you've been on this path for a long time, you know, preaching health and living it. What is the problem with black leadership? It's almost as though they're not even...
Wait, let's back up. How can black leadership preach health when they don't know it themselves?
Exactly.
Well, they, like black leadership, understand health and know what to eat. Black leadership don't slip out to the mountaintop and get organic food. They eat the same food that black poor folks are eating in the ghetto. So why would they when they don't know what they're doing? They got just as many pills in their cabinet. They go see just as many doctors. They might get a better quality of doctors. They got the same medicine. So it ain't like they know health. And if you look in the white community, the people that's talking health is not the ones that sell them automobiles. Or talking about this or talking about that. That's a different movement altogether. And so they're good at what they're good at. But would I want to buy a car from a guy just because he's NAACP or the Urban League? Not at all. If I had a case of police brutality, I wouldn't go to the health food store. I would go to the big. Now, it can't separate a racist society prejudice and integrity and treat blacks wrong. It also reflects in your food and your water and in your quality of air. The question that we've never asked is if white companies are the only ones that make malt liquor, but malt liquor is only sold in black neighborhoods, it looked like somebody would have enough sense to say, oh, wait, hold it, wait a minute. What's in this malt liquor? It's a thing in there called manganese, and if you get too much manganese, it'll make you kill your mama. That's part of the relationship of violence. Lead makes you hostile. Lead poison, hostile, aggressive. Mercury. I mean, it's incredible what we have in the neighborhood. There's an incident case that should be going on now in federal court in Dallas. Soda pop have a date on it, an expiration date. And when it gets past that date, the soda pop, the chemicals turn into a mild poison. Now, I don't believe the mild poison will kill you, but it turns into a mild poison.
Right, poison nonetheless.
Yeah. Now, what they found out, that some black folks and white folks that was working on it for Coca-Cola, they found out that Coca-Cola would take all of those expired Cokes out of the white stores, redate them in a warehouse in northern Dallas, and send it to the black stores. Well, they told on it, and they got a lawsuit now. Now, is Coca-Cola the most trifling of the Fortune 500? I don't believe that. So, are the pharmaceuticals doing the same thing? Or medicine is like outdated? Do they take it out of the white pharmacies and send it to the black pharmacies? And if you was my doctor and I've been taking my high blood pressure medicine for 2 years, and then for 2 weeks, and I go back and my blood pressure has gone up, it's only natural that you think as a doctor I'm not taking the medicine. And when I tell you I am, now what you're going to do is give me a stronger one. And so you got all of that going. That happens in a white racist society. Can you imagine the Jews going to pharmacists in a Nazi-controlled Germany and assume that somebody's going to be honest with them? Not at all.
So let me ask you this. You know, it used to be a time when the church was a bedrock for our spiritual health. What is the problem with the church making the connection, or do you feel that connection?
You keep asking questions like you just said. How many fat preachers do you know? Okay? How many?
All of them are fat.
Okay, so why are you going to bring that? Look, if I came to your office and you was a doctor and your plans were dead, I'm going to hurry up and get out of there.
Right.
Okay? And so what I'm saying is, you know, you asking questions like you came here from another planet. What that church, I tell you what, the latest survey that she, the black folks in the ghetto that go to church have 8% less crime in their family. 75% less drugs, so they're good at what they do. But have you ever go to a funeral where a sister or brother died from high blood pressure, you could have eaten cancer, and after the burial, go back to the church to eat? Give me a break. And so, you know, you can't go to people who's not aware. Look, I came through thinking good nutrition was whatever you liked, it was enough of it. And bad nutrition is when it ran out before you got enough. Man, I'm born in 1932 when black folks would die. They had no money. And they would just say, Grandpa, we tried to get his barbecue formula, but he carried that to the grave. The barbecue phone, the way he cooked pig meat, the way he cooked cornbread. And so, you know, and then also you must remember, when you go to the store, you get what you pay for. I said this to somebody the other day. I was traveling somewhere to do a speech. I was going in to get some bottled water. And the only thing was open said, food for less. You ever see those stores?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, you know, people, it's so crazy. We would never go and buy gas for our car, okay? We would never go where it says cars for less. We would suspect that something might be wrong with it, right?
Right.
And so, but as long as it's about food, and then when you have poor black folks, you know, we look for instant gratification. That's all poor people. You know, black men smoke half as many cigarettes as white men. But the cancer death rate from smoking cigarettes is twice as high in the black community. Black men, black people are 12% of America's population, 87% of everybody that should be on Kenny Dallas's machines is African American.
So being sick is normal for us.
Yeah, but look what they tell us. They say, well, the reason is I got to go to the same system that don't like me to find out what's wrong with me. Something wrong with that, right?
Absolutely.
And they tell me, too, well, what's wrong is black men don't go to the doctor to get examined, so it's so late. I said, okay, wait a minute, back up. Where do they go get examined in Africa? Where's that? They prostate cancer ain't running rampant in Africa. Black men is 4% of America's population, 83% of prostate cancer death in America is black men. Why isn't that reflected in Africa if it's a black thing? Are you telling me white hillbilly, grade school, dropouts, can't read, can't write, living in a trailer? Are you telling me they go get examined?
Not at all.
And so when you stop and think about black women, 6% of America's population, 98% of thyroid tumors, black women. And nobody said, wait a minute, hold it, wait, stop. But remember, this ain't nothing new. When Elijah Muhammad, I was one of the ones that was laughing. Say, no white women, no pork. I'm laughing. Give me a break. And now we go through the black community, and we see Muslims with no bones. bumps on their face. 120 degrees in the summertime, they got on a suit with a bow tie, don't sweat. And we have them slowed up and say, hey, wait a minute, what are you all doing? What, how can, you didn't leave the community, how come you don't need beer or nicotine or cigarettes? What is this about? And so when you stop and think, when you rally behind food because it was the only thing you had, that nobody could tell you how to cook it. And it's hard to break that chain when people rally behind it. You never heard nobody when I was going to say, ain't nobody read like Milton. Ain't nobody cook barbecue or fried chicken like Nelly. And then you start breaking that chain. I see it's been broken now because every time I go into Whole Foods, you see more and more African Americans. That's there. You see more and more African Americans just buying bottled water. And so, you know, but it takes a long time to turn that train around. But it's working. I mean, if you go into health food stores in the black community in Atlanta, they're not going out of business. They got people coming in around the clock. And if you stayed open, they'd be coming in at night. So there's little by little, people are beginning to find out that it might be, and I might have to pay a little bit more. Well, that's hard to do. When you got a choice between heating your house and eating or cooling and eating, and you're going to pay 40 to 60% above markup to get food that's organically grown, but you get what you pay for. They got one-fourth of all the pesticides in America is used on the cotton crop. So all at once now, you got people buying organic pillows that's made out of organic cotton, organic sheets, organic socks. You know, cotton shirts with all that poison in it. So all at once now hemp cannot be used in America, grown in America, because there's a piece of it you can use for drugs. But one of the biggest imports in this country out of Canada is hemp, where they're making hemp clothing and what have you. So, you know, the thing is changing, but everybody at the bottom of the totem pole is going to get less of whatever. The good thing is, the cars, I remember when I was a little boy, 99% of black folks couldn't afford no new car. So they get an old raggedy car, and the tires, I mean, how many black folks in the ghetto know about rotating your tires? Oh, getting rid of them after they ride in the car until the tire go down and they don't have a spare. So then they got to go buy a used tire. So this is once you put in your head that you are poor, and you are convinced by a system that you are poor, and thank God you're doing better than so-and-so, then they got you. They got you. Yep.
In every aspect, what you think, what you buy, and, of course, what you eat.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, in closing, Mr. Gregory, tell us what you've been doing, you know, lately in this field of fighting nutritional genocide in the community for the last 3-4 minutes.
Well, all I do is tell people, look, here's what you have to do. The three causes of death in America. The number one cause is sleep deprivation. Get what you eat. That's the number one cause of death. The number two cause is dehydration. And the number three cause is lack of physical fitness. You know how many people that eat right that don't have time to do exercise? They got two jobs. And so, consequently, when I go in and talk, I say, first, we got to look at stress. Stress is dangerous because you can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it until it's too late. Well, what causes stress? Anger, fear, working on a job where you dislike the people because you see what they're doing because you're black and they're white, and you bring that mess home. And so consequently, when you look at your liver and your kidneys, when you hold all that stress in the liver and the liver and the kidneys blow out. When you laugh, you use certain muscles that push against certain glands that cause them to secrete an oil that wipes out negative stuff. That's why they say laugh is good medicine. When you're angry and frown and bitter, you use certain muscles that push against certain glands that drops a gas in your body that's poison. And so you got to go through the whole bit. You know, it's kind of interesting. Stanford University, one of the leading universities in the world, they have a Department of Forgiveness. So, you know, that's forgiving. And the movement was talking about forgive forgive. And when you don't forgive, you hold things. Remember, the same God that invented the Germans invented the Jews. The same God invented the Klan, invented the blacks. The same God invented the slave master, invented the slave. So how are you going to like one and dislike another without violating God?
Hmm.
And so if we can throw this out and get up and walk and get the proper rest and drink the proper amount of water. The body is 90-some% water. Not Kool-Aid, lemonade, but I get instant gratification from drinking something sweet or eating stuff spicy. And then, so all you got to do is put it out there. I smoke 4 packs of cigarettes a day, a fifth of scotch every day. My top weight was 365 pounds. And then all at once, when they told me cigarettes cause cancer, I stopped. Now, there's a whole lot of people stop if they can get the facts from people they believe. There's a whole lot of people that can't. Well, just thank God I came through, I guess, through my mother and through my wife. I never needed a drug, so I'm born 1932. I went as high as you can go in choking, 25,000 miles a week back then. Never smoked a reefer in my life. Well, as much alcohol I was drinking, wasn't no room for nothing else. And so now when you stop and think about who would ever believe that this thing would get so wild, a white teenager living in rural America is 83 times more likely to use crack than a black living in a large urban city.
Right.
Do you think the New York Times is going to tell you that?
Not at all.
You think the Atlanta Constitution will tell you that? So it looked like I'm doing all the bad stuff and they're doing all the good stuff. And so consequently, once we start getting the proper rest and the proper sleep and the proper exercise, even what we're doing negative, it starts throwing the impurities off, and there's so much information out here now. And then another thing is the same food that I ate when I was a little boy didn't have hormones in it. Not at all. You got a lot of people now talk about free-range chicken. You got Colonel Sanders' Kentucky Fried Chicken. They can't use the word chicken no more. They call it KFC because these chickens that they raise, what they call Frankenstein chickens, they don't move. They grow them. They're genetically engineered where they don't have no feet or no beak, anything they can't sell, or no skin. Hmm. And so consequently, we're not aware of that. And people that is aware, they're still going to get it for their children. How does that affect my glands?
Right.
If I would have started smoking when I was a child, it's far more detriment than if I started smoking when I'm an adult or alcohol, because my glands are developing, my organs are developing. And so I think it's beginning to turn around some. My biggest problem is going into grade schools and have to talk to young children. I don't even step. How am I going to tell you as a 6-year-old that what your mother is doing is killing you?
Right.
I'm not about to do that. I'm going to tell you sugar is bad. White refined flour is bad. White rice is bad. Well, not me. Because how you going to convince somebody black that biscuits is something wrong with biscuits? Instant grits, instant oatmeal, all the instant stuff make the nutrition is gone. So that's where we are.
And that's your brother Dick Gregory, man, explaining about the foods. Issues out here, man, that's going on, man. It's not the world. It's us, man. It's us as a people. Black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever. We destroy stuff, man. We just stick our hands in things that we don't need to stick our hands in, and then just cause chaos. White folks do it more than anything. But, you know, we play the role too. We're not exempt from it. Lately, like I said, I've been seeing people just have a power trip, man. Everybody, you know, you think people out here to just try to see if we can get our issues dealt with, then you just, you know, you sit back and you watch people and you notice that their agenda is just to have power, man, and have followers. And basically that's it, because they know that at the core of the situation, a lot of people really ain't going to do anything, is because they're comfortable. In a comfortable stage now in life. A lot of people accept supremacy, man, white supremacy. They've accepted, but they won't say it. You know, actions speak louder than words. You know, paycheck. You know, like my brother Mark Burrell said, you know, we are paid to lie every day. You know, can you go to your job and then go and speak about the injustices that's been going on, you know, out here with black people? Can you go out there and talk about, you know, the black killings, the cops killing our black folks, and it ain't right, and stand up and, you know, protest and all this crap? Most of your jobs, most of you people working for a company can't do that. So you're paid to keep your mouth shut. So you can't expect the celebrities to do it either. Can't expect your athletes to do it either. Some will be bold and do it, but they know the consequences behind it. They get their check slashed. And like I said, you know, we have accepted it and got comfortable with it, you know, and don't want to admit it, you know. But we make a lot of noise out here when things are going wrong. Like, you know, we're so concerned. You know, that's why I just tell people, man, you know, get yourself together, man. Get yourself together. Get yourself the right things in your system. Get your mind right, and then you start figuring out what this life's really about. It's all about control, man, and programming. You know, how many people, you know, it's life's about people. It's about us. You know, each individual. Each individual is supposed to be amazing, you know. Unique. But somewhere down the line, man wants us to all do the same thing and follow each other, and that's where the problem is, you know. So, you know, people have to cause chaos, cause confusion, you know, make things sound better than what it is, worse than what it is, you know, add color to a situation that's black and white, you know. It's just life. So you got to, you know, each individual got to just sit back again, you know, analyze life, analyze himself, and find peace within himself. That's what it's about. That's what, you know, it's always been about. And the essence of that has been taken away. Life is so simple, man. You can get anything you want out of life, but, you know, man created a system where, you know, if you can't see it like that. You think you have to go through steps, and you're not knowing that you set the steps, you set the tone, you do it the way you're going to do it, as long as you want to do it, you're going to get it done, no matter what it is in life, you know? It's just like when you were going to purchase your car, that car you always wanted. You know you wanted that car. You know you're going to get that car, and you know what you had to do and what it took to get it, and you did what it, and you made it do what it do. That's just with anything in life. You got to just want it, man. If you want it, you're going to go get it, you know? That's just plain and simple. That's the X and O's about it. You know, don't let people make things bigger than what it is. Don't just, you know, a lot of people just like to make things too colorful, situations more colorful than what it is. Avoid people like that, man, you know? If they ain't trying to make the situation better, tell the truth, or help the situation, man, just making situations worse, man. You don't need to be around that. You know? Surround yourself with positive people that are doing way better than you. You know, that's going to help you get somewhere. Stop surrounding yourself with people that's on your level or is not on your level. You're never going to get no. You know, stop being confused. Stop believing everything you hear. You know, everything that's going on, everything that's being presented to you, because that's all this death do is cause confusion and keep you distracted. The news, you know, social media has a lot of false information on it now. It's just a lot of mass confusion, so people don't stay focused and understand what's going on. That's basically it, man. That's what it's about. That's basically what it's about. Knowing self, getting self together, you know. That's basically what it is, man. We cannot just sit here and just let people entertain us and get us off our mission that most of us don't really know what our own personal missions are, because we just don't know, man. We throw. We are so thrown off, it's not even funny. I want to bring a caller in. Caller on has been on the air for a little bit. My boy Turk, peace and love, King. What's going on?
Not much, big arm. Thank you, brother.
Hey, nothing, brother. Just chilling out here, man. Just, you know, shows, just talking about some things, man. When you just sit back and look at life for what it is, and you kick back and you see what's going on, man. It ain't really too much going on, Turk, man. Everybody make it seem like there's a lot going on, man. The world ain't really nothing shaking that much, man. It's just people all jacked up, man. People just got these weird agendas, you know? The world is going to be the world. It's just people that makes it all fucked up.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, you know, don't make the world make you adjust your life to what they got, the foolishness going on. Stay on your mission.
Right.
You know,
and
look at, you know, and that's like I say, life about death, life is about life, you know, so, you know, why are you going to be going all crazy about something that's going to happen anyway? You know, you hate how it might happen, but what you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's something out of the ordinary, you know, something that, you know, like they say, the police killing people like that, yeah, you address the situation, but you don't adjust what your life doing. You know, you deal with it. I always tell people, hey, deal with the problem, bro. Get that bitch out the way and keep it moving. Like I said, if you sit there and dwell, and you're going to be stuck in neutral. And like I said, when you're in neutral, you ain't going nowhere. I tell people that all the time. Hey, best thing to do in life, man, deal with the problem, get the problem out your way, and keep living. Because I guarantee you, they're going to be saying that eulogy in a little while, and you're going to be, when they say that, you ain't going to have shit done. But goddamn, he was miserable as hell, and he was worried about all this other stupid stuff. Man, like I tell him, I'm living, bro, and I ain't finna stop living for nobody. And you're not finna stop what I got going on at all. I got to tell him, bro, I got promised one stop, salvation and death. And till then, I'm going to enjoy this life.
Right.
I'm going to do it.
I'm telling you, man, that's all I see, man. Everybody just wants people to be miserable. All day long, man. I'm talking about. That's all the world is programmed to be, to make people miserable, put you in fear all the time, on the edge, worried. Man,
I tell a lot of like I was listening to what you when you were playing the little sound bit. You know, if you worried about the hormones in the food, just like Dolomite say, I'm going to grow my own damn food. So I ain't got to worry about whatever you're going to put in that thing. Mm-hmm. What's in there? I'm going to get me some farmland, get my own damn cows and feed them. Herd. I want to feed them, and I know what they do. So, you know, you if a person has a problem, learn how to solve that bitch. Like I say, man, there's enough people, same vision. And like I say, we just got to, you know, just got to church up. Go buy yourself farmland.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I can't see you going to make more money with your own farmland than going to damn Winn-Dixie and probably buy some unknown meat or whatever vegetable that the hell happened to it. Hey, get out their goddamn problem and get your own solution. Go get your own farmland. Shit, go make your own damn cereal, whatever the hell you want to do. But don't be right here stressing out what the hell they going to do, because you know they going to try to kill you in one kind of way or another, because that's what life is about. Death is money. Life is money. So, shit, which category are you going to get your ass in? But either way, you're going to leave here. You're going to damn sure leave
here.
So, like, deal with the problem.
But that's nature, though. You're going to go, man, just like everything in nature, man. This is just a journey. So why sit here and let somebody control and pump all this fear in you all day long? Just like we was here today. I'm watching the news just rise, and I said, man, why the news call itself the severe weather team? Why they call itself that? They just want shit to be bad, don't they? It ain't like we reporting the severe weather team, the severe weather. And I'm like, why the weather just can't just doing what it do? Why it got to be severe? Man, they had everybody so on the edge on these storms today that came through Georgia, man. They was like, it's going to be one of the worst storms that came through this and that. I mean, people in the panic mode. Long story short, man, it wasn't like that, man. Then some days they'll say, you know, we have moderate showers, you know, moderate storms might come through. And then when that shit get here, you damn near about to pack up and leave the house because shit's so crazy out the door. You know, I'm like, damn, man, what are these folks doing? Well, what are they doing out here, man? They just, they not, they keep you on the edge. you know, and then the, when they really supposed to inform you, they got you calm out here. They set you up for the gusto. You know, then you look on the news, this tree fell on this person's house. It was this. They didn't expect the winds to be this like that, man. Come on. I tell these folks, man, man, all this is organized, man. All this is organized. Yeah. You just got to know, man, yourself.
But, you know, like I say, ain't nothing wrong with preparing. You know, it's good to prepare. But I'm not stressed about this. You know, because like I say, hey, when it's time for you to go, hey, it's your time. You can go choke on a damn pumpkin bean or and get the hell out of there. So, you know, hey, man, what the hell am I stressed for? Hey, all I can do is prepare for it. But I ain't stressing. Like I tell everybody, I'm not finna stress about this world, bro. Or this world, I'm just here for a short term, and I'm out of here. But while I'm here, I'm going to live. And I'm going to deal with your partner and figure out their solution for it and keep it moving, you know? That's all you can do, bro. Like I tell everybody, man, I watch people right here, man, moping and groaning and hollering about this and that. Man, you better go fix that shit. That's why God woke you up this morning. You woke up this morning to be able to solve your problem. Now, if it wasn't be able to be solved, yeah, it would have stayed asleep. But it was a reason you woke up this morning. It was a reason that it happened, because you need to be able to solve. We problem solvers.
Right. That's what we're here to do. We're here to solve problems.
Oh, no, that's work, man. How you know if you ain't trying?
Right.
How you know they gonna work if you don't try? You gotta try, man. You gotta try, bro. You're never gonna know what's gonna happen until you try. You gotta quit being scared, man. Like I tell them, fear is something to hold you back. That's what fear is called. That's why it's called fear. It gonna hold you as in a neutral position. When you just say, hey, man, feel what it is, you don't see the outcome of it. Cause like I say, I'm in a white control industry, and I go in there, heads out, eyes wide open, boots on the ground, no fear, and I get what I want out of it. And like I tell everybody, I'm not scared, bro. What the hell am I be scared for? Man, I don't think I'm scared of dying. That's it. Damn the TV. Like I tell them, damn the TV. I like looking at it because it's like comedy to me. I'm like, these bitches crazy. Like Trump, oh, they should go to war with Korea. Okay, well, goddamn it, they didn't go to war with Korea. Korea ain't here to bother me. They ain't doing shit to me. That's them.
They ain't doing shit to me. That's their issue. That's anybody who wanted to join military and felt like they all American, they all patriotic. Hey, they got to go deal with that. You signed up for it. That's what you knew. You knew what they asked us about. That's why I tell folks, be like, man, we got our black folks in the military. We ain't got them in the military. They signed up. They signed up. Nick grabbed this shit. He knew what he was getting into. So when shit get crazy, you gonna have to go, brother, because you signed up for that shit. Am I happy about it? No, I ain't happy and proud about it. But you signed, man. You signed. You know, you signed. You didn't do your homework thoroughly. You thought it was a joke, and now you got to go. Do I hate them Koreans over there? No, I don't hate them. I don't know like that for me to hate them. You know, they being taught to hate us, just like we being taught to hate them. We don't know them folks, man. They don't know us either. None of the civilians know us. There's some good folks over there, man. There's like some good folks over here. That's why I said to folks, so before they go to war, everybody's going to be praying to the same God and telling God to protect them from the opposite enemy. Come on, man. That shit don't even sound right.
Yep.
That shit don't even sound right. But what we do, we follow what man tell us to do. Go out and go kill, because me and this man can't get along. We can't get these differences. We can't put our differences aside at this table. So we choose to go to war about it. So we're going to send hundreds and thousands of people on each side to go fight each other and you know, go to war about this. That shit don't even sound right.
Hey, that's what I was saying, man. It's a fear tactic. That's why white people don't like black people. Black people don't like Mexican people. And Mexican people don't like white people. You know, because they done tricky ass into hating each other. You don't even know really why you hate each other.
One thing I do know is they've been playing the big okie doke on us black folks for a while. just like that Indian story shit. Man, them Indians, you be seeing them commercials, you be seeing that narping shit, that shit is fugazi. Them are goddamn Asians mixed with Hispanics, man. That's why they look Mexican. Them motherfuckers ain't no original native Indians. The original native Indians were black people, man. They just gave those people, man, the story about that, how they just gave those, if you wanted to be native, you could pay, you can pay this amount of money, and then you would be, you would be nationalized as a native Indian. And a lot of those people paid for those rights, and then they gave those group of people that rights, and then they killed off all the black native Indians, just killed their ass off, and then gave these group of people the rights and said, okay, y'all got the rights and y'all get the reparations and this and that. Just so the black folks wasn't able to get it and figure this out. So I'm like, man, people really need to dig and do their homework on certain things just so they can know how they live their life, man. Don't fall for no okey-dokes. Know what you are. Once you know what you are, man, move gracefully, man. Once you know how the foods are fucked up, then you know how to eat. You know how to do this. You know how to do that. My thing is, I tell folks, man, so you can, man, you can live a long, healthy life with no issues, no, not in these folks' hospital, being a slave to their damn medication. Man, you at like Dick Gregory, he 80, so he way older than my dad. And man moved so swiftly and moved gracefully like he a young dude is because he kept, he really tell you, man, you are what you eat. These folks programmed you up to be sick. Once you deprogram yourself out of their system and figure this shit out, man, you life would be so lovely, man, so sweet. Like me and my wife, man, would just be so, it just be so lovely, man, because all this knowledge I done brought to her, and then we putting it in play, man, the foods and everything, we just feel great. And then you could just sense, man, I'm going to be here for a while. God, you know, forbid that I get into no accidents or anything. But if I stay accident-free, I'm good.
Exactly. Then I'm going to tell you how shit ain't too old. Like,
while I'm here, like, I'm going to enjoy it. I ain't finna let nobody, you know, knock my enjoy. Hey, I like sports. I like this. I hear so much shit, man. We waste our time with this, man. Fuck you, bro. I'm not on now. I can't save the world. Okay? One thing I can do, all I can do is just talk to people, each and an individual, every person, and you know, wake you up a little bit, wisen you up a little bit, and keep it moving. But saving the world, that ain't my job. That ain't my job. And everybody that took on that job, you see what happened. Shovel, baby. The shovel. Dirt now. Ain't no game, man. I just tell folks, man, play your role, man. Play your position, man. Play your chess piece. Stop trying to play the whole damn game. Play your position, man. And move and move gracefully. That's it is what it is. Through my journey of learning and all this stuff, man, I'm like, man, it's a lot of all this information is vital. It's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it helps you too, and it teach you how to move, man. And once you get it together, man, you could be around so many white folks, man. Them folks, you just don't know when you're around them, man, and the way you talk and the way you stand and your posture and how you carry yourself, man. How confident you is, man. Them folks on your nuts, and you don't even know it, man. You don't even know it. They'll do whatever for you, man. But you just got to know how to move around these folks. You got that power. You got that energy. You know, you can control these folks, man. But what you do, you depowered yourself, and you gave them all the power and think that, you know, they have to give you power, man. No, man. I get around folks, man. They give me what I want, man. I mean, I get it, man. But I handle my business. I handle it. I do what I say I can do. Man. I do it well.
Man, like I tell everybody now, from what I see, In life, though, it's more about that green. It ain't even about color no more. If somebody see that you got some money, or you know, you got something that's vital to making something better, they go for it. Like I tell them, you know, like some of my guys, they swivel up, man. Do crack a leg for and let you do shit, but like I said, bro, how they don't even let you do shit, and how I'm doing what I'm doing then. The motherfucker don't tell me no. My work speak for itself. I handle my business like you said, and I do what I got to do. And guess what? I get them nice fat ass checks. The motherfucker ain't got these goddamn. We do this shit. I'm working for the cracker. I ain't getting nothing. Man, I'm getting what the hell I asked for, and I'm getting it. And you ain't been telling me no. So that's why you said that. I quit saying what you can't do and what they ain't gonna let you do. You're a goddamn lot, bitch. Hey, I'm a human just like you. Now, when you
I see that you physically are trying to stop me, then we got an issue. But like you say, they got you with this mind state of, they ain't going to let me. I can't do it. Man, you ain't going to do it because you don't stop your goddamn self. You won't let yourself do it. A bitch can't stop you from doing nothing, man. You get your shit together, like I said. You got to play their game. They done set up a financial institute that you got to play their game with their credit, with their money. Hey, if that's what they, how the game being played, that's what you got to do. Just like football. Shit, you can't go in a football game and change the damn rules. So how you going to get into the financial and change their shit? You can't do it. The only way you can change it, if you get the money leverage and you make them change to your B. But which, like I tell them, now you going to get your $1 million dollars in your pocket, you can kind of say some shit and make the leverage different. But until then, you can't say shit. You got to play that game. Get what you can get.
Right.
And feel on top of it.
Yep, I mean, like I tell folks, get what you can get. If you can be an entrepreneur and still get what you can get from the object, man. You got to have it coming from all angles, man. I just hear people be trying to shut people's dreams down, like when they like people working. Oh, you out here working for the man, this and that nigga. I don't care who you work for. You going to have to work.
Yeah.
Point blank, period. You know, if it's for your customer, then you're going to work. You can't get around
man, like I said.
You know, it's yourself. Everybody ain't
going to
be able to work for themselves.
But, hey, like I tell everybody, even a boss got a boss. Even Bill Gates got a boss.
Even
who
the
you
boss got a boss.
The consumer.
Right.
You know, he is boss.
The consumer.
If he
don't lie to yourself, man.
You always got to, like I tell everybody, you always got to answer to somebody because the world is based on demand and consumer. If you don't get the people what they want, your ass ain't getting what you need. Because, like I said, that's your boss. I got to go out there and tell you, hey, man, y'all do your job, such and such, whatever, I got to do it. But that's your boss all the time until you get they got their money. So you can't change their system. All you can do is get in their system, make your money, save your money, keep your credit straight, and then you play the game with the
game.
Right. Well, we got a little bit under 2 minutes left on the show. I want to thank my callers for calling in earlier. Thank my callers for my boy Turk for being on the show right now. You know, our show is only lasting an hour until we get, you know, we start picking up the volume later on. Thanks to everyone for tuning in every week, every Wednesday here at the same time, 7 to 8, until, you know, further notice, so we stretch the time. Also, don't forget to check out Dolo Mike's show from 7 to 9 on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. You know, his brother speaks about a bunch of topics, you know, mainly he speaks on biblical topics, you know, religious topics, and he's trying to deprogram our people to start thinking from themselves. Other than that, man, thanks for the lecture, man. Turk, man, good looking for calling in, brother. And you know, I like it, you know, your thoughts and your views all the time, man. Again, man, tune in every week, man. Peace and love to everybody that's tuning in. And this is your boy Rob Tad, Grand Rock. Alright, peace and love.
More than you earn more, so knowledge can take you from the basement to the third floor, from the third floor to the rooftop. Then it's a helicopter ride to the new spot. But you gotta give it all that you got, though. Can't be standing around looking at the clock, yo. You never score if you're scared to get blocked, so you know you always miss if you never take the shot, bro. So I'm shooting like Stephon Meth. With confidence, all you hearing is swish.
Give it all you got, give it all you got. Give it all you got, give it all you got. Give it all you got, give it all you got. Keep on rising to the top. And all my people say, we hustle, we grind, we never waste this time. Buy it for a nickel, then we sell it for a dime. Yeah, we hustle, we grind, we never waste this time. Think and grow rich with the money on our mind. Yeah, we hustle, we grind, we never waste this time. Buy it for a nickel, then we